This week, I'm looking at the great powers of Europe and Asia around 2,000 years ago, and the leaders whose legacies are still with us in the world today. The objects pose perennial questions. What is the right way for a leader to rule? How should rulers construct their image and project their power? How does a ruler actually change the way people think? Today's leader, Ashoka the Great, took on a vast empire and through the strength of his ideas began a tradition which leads directly to the ideals of Gandhi and still flourishes today, a tradition of pluralistic, humane, non-violent statecraft. And it's those ideas that are carried, literally, by the object for this program. I'm with the object now. It's a fragment of stone, sandstone to be exact, and it's about the size of a large curved brick, not much to look at all, but it opens up the story of one of the great figures of world history. On the stone are two lines of text, inscribed in round, spindly-looking letters, appropriately first described as Pinman script, and these two lines are the remains of a much larger, longer text that was originally carved on a great circular column, about 30 feet high and 3 feet in diameter.